Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Brady Barnes. He's the superintendent for our Blanchard School. So, Brady, thanks for coming today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, George, for the invite.
We want to talk about a lot of things about Blanchard Schools, obviously, today. And before we do that, let's thank our sponsors for being with us. And they are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems. So, Brady, just to talk a little bit, the first 9 weeks already almost in the book. So, fall break is already coming up this next week.
Yeah, first quarter ends next Tuesday. We got fall break next week. We got our ever-so-popular parent-teacher conferences Monday and Tuesday night. And I want to take a second and thank our teachers and principals and kids, the great job they do. They state test scores isn't everything we do, George, but a couple of those sites last year got down on their school report card, which is so hard to attain. Only about 3% of schools get that. So really want to tip my hat to our teachers, our kids, our parents, our community, and make sure we prioritize academics at our school.
And that's what every school needs to do, obviously. And it's tough work out there, and you got to keep those test scores up, and credit goes out to the teachers for sure.
Yeah, we, like I said, you know, state test scores aren't everything. We're our motto is we want to educate the whole child, make sure we give a wide range of skills that we teach our kids, but it is a value, it is a very important aspect of the school.
Talk about the growth of the district over the last few years.
Yeah, we continue to grow. Our ADM, which is our average daily membership, keeps going up throughout the years. At this time, we're the fourth largest 4A school in Oklahoma. Of course, when I say 4A, that's what OSSAA determines how big your school is. And that continues to grow. And that bar that separates 4A and 5A continues to grow as well. So we've been staying right around third or fourth largest in 4A.
And what are the numbers estimated?
So we have around in the district around 2,200 kids. But our high school strategically is a little bit larger than the other ones. And that's because we get some kids from a K-8 school called Middleburg when they go to high school. But also, just the way, you know, just the way Blanchard works, maybe older families move into our community with older kids. And our high school has around 760 at this time, which, like I say, when you measure the other grades, it's quite a bit larger than our other elementary and intermediate school.
And that impacts sports, and so Blanchard kind of split up between class 4A and 5A this year for OSSA.
Right. Most sports, most activities, we are 4A. Our band is, and I don't give enough time for our band, but they're the defending Oklahoma Bandmasters Association class 4A state marching champions. We're 5A in competitive cheer. We are 5A in cross country and track.
What other academics? And I'm sure you've got STEM programs and things like that.
Yes. You know, we have some very limited STEM programs, STEM being science, technology, engineering, math. But we encompass that in a lot of what we do. In some library projects, we do STEM stuff. But as far having like an actual STEM program, we do not have that yet. We have a robotics program, ever so successful in our high school. They do a great job, those kids and our sponsors that oversee that program. Have a strong AP program in our high school. We encourage our students to take concurrent classes, which is concurrently taking college and high school at the same time. And like I say, we value the academics just like we value everything else.
Do you have partnerships like USAO and OCCC, I guess, at Redlands maybe?
Or not a formal partnership, mm-hmm. but we have a lot of kids who go to OCCC, and we have kids that go to OU. OU, right now the state pays a tuition for all kids, seniors, to take concurrent enrollment. Unfortunately, they still got to pay the fees, and OU has waived the fees for our kids. So if you want to go to OU and you're a senior and you want to take English comp, U.S. history, college algebra, it's free. There's no fees and absolutely no tuition. The other schools that they do go to, they do pay a small fee. I say small. It might be a couple $100 per class, but compared to what the overall cost would be, it would be small.
And how many students take advantage of Career Tech?
You know, that's a good question. I know what's on our waiting list right now, and I want to say we have between 90 to 100 that go to Career Tech. Our kids go to Wayne. You would think they may go here to Chickasha, but they actually go to Wayne. That's part of the Career Tech boundaries we're in. But right now we have around 60 on a wait list, and we're our VoTech, where our Career Tech boundaries are. Noble's a part of it. Newcastle's a part of it. Bridge Creek,
Blanchard, Dibble. Yeah.
Dibble. Mm-hmm. We need a North Campus. So that's something we're going to strive for in the future.
Right. And I know they,
we put it out to, yeah, Mr. Eubank put it out to the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it did not pass, but it would be of value and importance. A lot of trade skills that our kids can learn to further our economies around this area.
So hopefully we can get that going at some point.
And hopefully.
Yeah,
we've got a piece of land up there on Highway 9 and 62 on the west side of the road. They've got it picked out. So hopefully sometime we can get that going. Because like I said, right now we bus our kids 35 miles. And for a lot of the bigger school districts that's in that career tech boundaries, it'd be 5 miles, 6 miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's an hour a day at least.
An hour a day
on the bus going back and forth. And can kind of be a little tiresome after a while. But kudos to those kids for doing that.
Because,
you know, it's going to give them a skill they can use. And, you know, it's good stuff.
Yep.
So, all right. Talk about your ag program.
Ag program. They stopped by. They're working with the chickens today over there at our show barn. But no, Mr. Jervis does a great job with our ag program. They recently got back from the Tulsa State Fair where they, you know, show their livestock. And we'll have our local show this February. And so, yeah, Mr. Jervis does a great job with those kids.
And will they someone go to the National FFA Convention probably?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. It's a fabulous opportunity for those youngsters to do that for sure.
Yep.
And don't forget to get your blue and gold sausage, right?
That's already came and passed this year. My family always gets it.
There you go.
My family likes to smoke the 2.5 pound sausage.
Oh.
We lay it all out.
I've never tried that.
Here you go, patrons. If you lay it all out, flatten it out, put some cream cheese in the middle, roll it back up on the smoker for 2 hours at 225. It's a tasty treat.
I'm trying that. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us here on The Cool Conversation. Brady Barnes, Superintendent of Blanchard Public Schools, with us today. And what a big week for Blanchard Schools.
Yes, we had a very generous donation. We've had a group of investors who chose to invest in our community a few years ago with our Winter Creek Golf Course. And throughout time, it had changed hands several times, and a bank owned it. And they bought it from the bank and fixed it up, added a swimming pool, added one additional swimming pool. There was already one out there. Redid the clubhouse, fixed the roads that went out there, put a ton of work into the irrigation system and the grounds per se. Now, I'm assuming they've moved their interest to other areas, and they have bought out an older golf course there on Highway 62. And we had a very, you know, they've invested a large sum of money in it, but one particular investor, Renee Martis, wanted to invest in our schools. And we've been talking to her for the last year and a half, 2 years, and we decide on a new baseball softball facility for our student athletes, and that's something our town obviously is very passionate about. Softball programs had a great 3-year run here, been to state tournament recently for this year, and they'll be playing in that next year, entering the state tournament ranked second. And got a lot of good young kids coming up. Baseball program's been okay. You know, they've been to state finals the last 4 years.
Yes.
But I say that sarcastically. Got an amazing baseball program. Josh Rainey does a great job with that, defending Class 4A state champs going into this year. But as far as the overall project, wanted to get everything at our current high school. Right now, those two ball fields, baseball and softball, are in other parts of the community. We have a large high school complex, and a baseball softball facility will fit real nicely up there. So, generous donation from Renee Martis. She's invested in our town.
Yeah, community. Almost $6 million.
Almost $6 million. We'll use some local funds to make sure it's done right. And just very happy for our school with that generous donation.
I know you tried a couple times to get a bond issue passed for that failed. So
correct. We've a couple times. I think we've tried four.
Yeah, wow.
We tried four times. And, you know, that starts on me. I need to do a better job of selling our vision to our community. And I think just, you know, we'll do a better job of that in the future, because there's things we need. We're a growing school. We're going to need additional classrooms. We're going to need additional activity opportunities for our kids, and so I need to do a better job of selling that to our public.
So there won't be a needed tax increase for the school
not,
portion
not
of the...
for this project no
okay.
we don't there will be no additional tax increase for this particular
project. What's the stadium going to look like for baseball?
So it's all going to be in one spot. So our right now the vision is our softball program. If I go left to right, it'll be on the west side. We're looking at the stadium, and I don't want to say for sure, but probably 300-400 seats for our stadium, press box behind. But we want a common spot in the middle for both fields. And so if you go to the east, our baseball field will be towards the east part on the right-hand side. But in the middle, we'll have a common concession area, public restrooms, locker rooms for both of them, state-of-the-art weight room for those kids, and what's probably not going to be included in the initial part, but was later on is we may do some more more fundraising for our kids is a big indoor facility for our kids. Right now, they've got an indoor facility at both of their locations right now. In Oklahoma weather, you've got to have a spot indoors to work on, your pitching and your hitting. This might be big enough. We can do some first and third situations, some bunt defense, some other things like that. But right now, hitting and pitching, we need a spot indoors for those kids.
What happens to the old baseball field, Vermilion Field?
We would love to make, Vermilion Field a middle school complex and make sure and keep it up. It's Coach Vermilion, you brought that up. He really started the baseball program,
yes,
Eric Blanchard,
mm-hmm.
and laid a great foundation for future coaches. And Josh Rainey has taken that foundation and has excelled with it. Coach Rainey, he's only won 4 state titles here as our head baseball coach and does a tremendous job with those kids. But baseball is so big here in the summer. If you go down there, we've got a great summer program, but also it invites a lot of summer teams to come play match games or tournaments up there. So we could use both fields, both facilities in the summer, which in turn helps our community. Those people come in, they buy gas, they buy groceries, they go to Sonic and get lunch, mm-hmm. and so that'll help our community.
And hope to get started here pretty quick.
Hopefully,
first of the year or so.
I hope we get started. Yeah, the first of the year, we finalized some plans. We got one more meeting Monday. There's a lot of things you got to do. We got our surveyor coming out here in the next couple of weeks. We've got our contractor who's going to build the project.
Now,
working on some.
Where's it going to be in relation to the football stadium?
North.
Okay.
Just north, so if you can imagine the football field, just north of our football field, a track and a field house, it'll be north of that.
Very good. So this week, talking about the golf courses and the new golf course, Bridge Song, is under construction right now. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, if you drive by it, and I'm fortunate, I kind of live across the road from it, but if you drive by it and kind of go back off the road a little bit, you can see just an immense amount of dirt work that they have done. You bring that up. I heard Ernie Els took the first shot out there this Monday. He and I was giving old James French a hard time. He pulled a 6-iron out, hit it 4 times right, where the hole was going to be. And of course, I joked, if he wants to play sometime, I'll give him a run for his money. Just joking around, but I'll give him a run for his money.
So I was up there for a little photo op he had with the football program. So
Ernie Els, Ernie Els was in town, and we put together a photo op with every football player from first grade through 12th grade up there in the stands. I think Ernie Els appreciated it. The Big Easy appreciated it quite a bit. I know our kids sure did appreciate it. Once we told our kids who Ernie Els was, we're in a generation now, not all of our kids know who Tiger Woods is.
Yeah.
And so, Tiger Woods is almost getting to a previous generation of kids. But after we told them who he was and all the 4 majors he's won, I think our kids are very appreciative of it.
What else about Blanchard Schools we need to know about today? What's up for the second term as we head into the fall?
Well, we're going to start our second 9 weeks after fall break, and that closes really our fall athletic season. Volleyball got beat out this week. Softball's going to be in a state tournament next week. Football's going. Our band does their big marching contest, but that translates to another season. Basketball and wrestling are 2 of our major sports in the winter, and both are great programs. I think our boys basketball this year is going to make a pretty deep run. They've got a huge senior class, and I think they got 8 or 9 seniors that are that'll do most of the playing. They got some good young talent too, but look forward to those kids and watching them.
What folks to go to your Facebook page to get information from time to time?
Yeah, we have several Facebook pages. The public school has its own page, but a lot of the activities have their own particular page. Each site has their own page. So we've got elementary, intermediate, middle school, high school. And we try to use a lot of avenues to get out information to our patrons.
And talk about the school foundation a little bit, because they're always looking for some generous donors.
Yeah, we have a very strong and very active Blanchard Education School Foundation. They do some good fundraisers throughout the years. But the spirit of that foundation is to award classroom grants to our teachers. And almost every teacher that applies, they work their tails off to make sure that teacher gets what they want for their classroom. And this donation, this gift we got from Renee Martis is going through our foundation, believe it or not. And and Renee Martis has given money to them in previous years to help fund classroom grants. But they do a great job, our foundation, and very supportive of our classroom teachers.
Brady Barnes, superintendent of Blanchard Public Schools, on our Cool Conversation program. Come back anytime.
Thank you, George, for the invite. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed being here.
And a big thanks to our Cool Conversation sponsors, and they are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.